Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Transformed by Birth is a nonfiction guide by Britta Bushnell, PhD, centered on pregnancy, childbirth, and the early transition into parenthood. It is not a clinical manual in the narrow sense, but a reflective and practical book that treats birth as a major life passage with psychological, cultural, and relational consequences. Bushnell draws on childbirth education, mythology, psychology, and years of work with expectant parents to argue that preparation for birth should include more than medical facts or a rigid plan. The book asks readers to examine the cultural ideals that shape expectations around control, pain, technology, and maternal identity, then replace them with greater openness and resilience. Its purpose is to help readers approach birth as an unpredictable transformation rather than a performance that can be perfectly managed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the book challenges modern cultural ideals of birth. A defining feature of the book is its critique of the cultural stories people inherit about what birth should look like. Bushnell argues that contemporary birth culture often promotes ideals such as certainty, control, painless experience, and the belief that the right preparation can eliminate surprise. These assumptions can make real birth feel like failure when events become messy, medical intervention is needed, or emotions do not match expectations. The value of this critique is that it moves the reader away from self-blame and toward a more accurate understanding of childbirth as an inherently variable process. Instead of treating deviation from plan as personal weakness, the book frames unpredictability as normal. That shift matters because it changes the emotional meaning of birth outcomes. Rather than measuring success by how closely an experience matches a fantasy, the reader is encouraged to evaluate birth through adaptability, safety, and presence. This makes the book especially relevant in a culture where birth advice is often polarized between rigid naturalism and faith in technology. Secondly, how birth plans are reframed as preparation rather than control. The book does not reject birth plans, but it changes their function. Bushnell presents them as tools for education and reflection, rather than fixed scripts for how labor must unfold. That distinction is important because many parents create plans as a way to reduce anxiety. Yet those plans can become sources of distress if they are treated as promises. The book encourages readers to use planning to learn about options, preferences, and possible decision points, while remaining flexible about actual events. This approach is practical because it preserves agency without pretending that every variable can be managed. It also helps readers communicate better with care providers and partners by making values clearer in advance. In effect, the book promotes informed readiness instead of false certainty. This is one of its most useful contributions because it offers a middle path between passivity and control. Readers are not told to give up preparation. They are told to prepare in a way that can survive reality. Thirdly, the role of fear and pain in childbirth without moral judgment. Bushnell devotes attention to fear and pain because both are often treated simplistically in childbirth discussions. Fear is not presented as something to erase through positive thinking, and pain is not reduced to either an enemy or a badge of honor. Instead, the book treats them as real parts of the experience that deserve interpretation. This matters because fear can intensify when people are flooded with information. Uncertainty or conflicting advice and pain can carry emotional meaning depending on context, support, and expectations. By refusing to moralize either feeling, the book helps readers understand them more clearly. That can reduce shame for people who feel frightened before birth or overwhelmed during labor. It can also prevent the false assumption that a strong birth experience must be calm, painless, or emotionally tidy. The result is a more humane model of preparation, one that includes emotional tolerance, realistic support, and the recognition that discomfort does not automatically equal failure. This approach makes the book more psychologically sophisticated than standard birth prep manuals. Fourthly, mythology as a framework for understanding transformation. One of the book's most distinctive features is its use of mythology to illuminate birth and parenthood. Bushnell draws on figures such as Artemis and Apollo to explore different dimensions of change, protection, and embodied experience. This is not decorative symbolism added for style. It functions as a conceptual tool for thinking about identity transformation. Myth allows the book to describe birth in a language that goes beyond medical language alone. That can be valuable because childbirth often involves experiences that are difficult to reduce to procedural terms: vulnerability, threshold crossing, loss of old identity, and emergence into a new role. Mythic framing gives those experiences shape without pretending they are universal formulas. It also broadens the reader's vocabulary for thinking about uncertainty, privacy, wildness, and adaptability. For readers willing to engage with it, this element deepens the book's analysis of birth as a rite of passage. It distinguishes the book from more conventional parenting guides by connecting practical preparation to symbolic meaning. Lastly, Why the book extends beyond birth into early parenthood and identity. The scope of the book is broader than labor and delivery alone. Bushnell treats pregnancy, birth, and early parenthood as a continuous transition in which identity changes are just as significant as physical events. This matters because many people prepare for the mechanics of childbirth, but are less prepared for the emotional and relational shift that follows. The book's attention to becoming a parent means it also addresses the loss of former routines, the reshaping of self-image, and the strain that transition can place on relationships. That wider lens helps explain why birth can feel disorienting even when it goes as hoped. The transformation is not only about a baby arriving, it is about a new person emerging in response to that arrival. By linking childbirth to postpartum identity, the book gives readers a more complete account of what this life stage demands. That makes it useful for expectant parents who want more than labor strategies, and for professionals who support families through the emotional aftermath of birth, as well as the event itself. In conclusion, Transformed by Birth is best suited to expectant parents, birth workers, doulas, educators, and readers who want a serious reflection on what childbirth means beyond the delivery room. Its main benefit is that it replaces unrealistic ideals with a more durable framework for preparation openness, resilience, and informed flexibility. Readers gain language for understanding fear, pain, control, and disappointment without turning those experiences into personal defects. The book is also intellectually useful because it combines practical birth preparation with mythology and psychology, giving it a broader interpretive range than most parenting guides. What makes it stand out in its category is that it does not simply tell readers how to have a better birth. Instead, it asks them to rethink the assumptions that shape how they judge birth in the first place. For readers who want a book that is reflective, culturally aware, and emotionally grounded, this offers a distinctive and credible perspective on the transition from pregnancy to parenthood. If you would like to support Britta Bushnell, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.